Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Ah, man, it's Saturday, and you know what that means. It's the weekly challenge. That's where we post up a topic to the site, and then you have a week to write and record a story based on that topic. And then I put them all together into this silly little Audacity program and jabber on for 5 to 10 minutes in between stories, and you're like, oh, I gotta skip ahead. And you do that while driving, and then you crash, you sue me, and it's like, okay, you can take my entire Pez collection, and you're there in a neck brace with a Pez collection. Where's that gonna get you? I don't know. Well, we got a few stories in this week for the topic of mystery ingredient. And let's see who won the poll last week to determine who goes first this week. And it's Steven the Nuclear Man, continuing his bloody reign of triumph. Okay, it's not so bloody. It's actually quite nice. It's a good reign of triumph. I consider him to be a benevolent dictator of storytelling. So with no further ado, here we go with Steven the Nuclear Man.
One, take one candlestick. Combine with the brain of your ex-lover at high speed. In the library. Two, wipe fingerprints from fixtures and door handles for 30 seconds. Three, use 2 cups of the victim's blood to write radical slogans for a religion you do not follow on the walls. Four, place body in bathtub filled with sulfuric acid. Allow to steep until soft. 5. Need C4 around support pillars of home. Place detonators. 6. Exit, then detonate. Allow all ingredients to cook until fire and police departments arrive. 7. Watch TV anchors speculate about your identity. Serves 1.
Thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man. If you're looking for a copy of that recipe, why not check the show notes? They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with the text of all the stories that you're going to hear this week. And there's also a poll that lets you decide, oh, I like this one and that one, and ooh, I'll like this one. Sort of like you're at the steam table of a smorgasbord. When was the last time you went to a smorgasbord, anyway? Let's call it a buffet line now. No one can smell smorgasbord. Believe me, you don't want to smell some smorgasbords. Other than that, what else is that page good for? Oh, links to people who send in their URLs. I just copy-paste those from whatever people tell me. So if somebody sends me, like, you know, here's a page for naughtyspankymonkey.net, I'll put that in. People don't send anything, well, you'll remember next week. All right, let's see who goes next. And that's Zachman. Oh, Zachman's got something special. What's cooking, Doc?
This is Zachman. Corey smiles and offers Justin a piece of cake fresh from the oven, made with a recipe he got from Dave. Justin says, this looks like a standard spice cake, is it? Yes, with a special mystery ingredient. It is surprisingly good, replies Corey. My son brought some to school and his friends love it. Corey pours Justin a glass of milk. They each eat a piece of cake. Justin's face turns red. Then Justin grabs the 1 gallon milk jug and drinks all the milk. Justin says, just what is the mystery ingredient? Didn't I tell you? Habanero peppers.
Delicious peppers. You know, this year I don't think we raised any peppers at all. We had some cayenne. We used to have all sorts of peppers growing on the patio. And just each year less and less and less. We had cayenne. We had some basil. We had some rosemary. The rosemary always dies within 3 weeks. We always put it in the wrong place. We have some lemons growing on a lemon tree. It's in a big pot. And the lemons take forever to grow. They're supposed to grow actually pretty quick. And instead, you don't want to know what kind of things came off of this tree. Oh, well. Maybe they'll be the secret ingredient to something. Next up is... That's right, it's Norval Joe. Man, we're getting too many cooks in the kitchen today. Who knows how the soup's going to turn out. I say it'll be delicious. Norval Joe, serve up a dish of what you've got cooking.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 185 with the prompt of mystery ingredient. This is week number one of NaNoWriMo. After 5 days, I'm at approximately 12,900 and something words. So that's a quarter of the way through. I'm pretty excited. Of course, last year I only started on the 11th, so I'm way ahead of last year. If you want to add me as a buddy on NaNoWriMo, big surprise, my name is Norval Joe. So here's my story. A bunch of us kids got crazy my junior year in high school. We decided we all wanted superpowers. Someone came up with the idea of hanging out in the cooling tower of an old nuclear plant. The police showed up just before I climbed in. My dad worked for KFC. When he found out what we tried to do, he said I could use the mystery ingredient from the secret 11 herbs and spices. He said it would make me fly. It's disappointing. All my friends died from radiation poisoning. I wake up every day at sunrise and crow. Thanks for listening. Come join us on NaNoWriMo. You still got plenty of time. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe, and congratulations on your progress in NaNoWriMo. The turnout this week is a little less than most weeks, and I'm hoping that's because people are getting so into NaNoWriMo, they're writing so many great American novels. Or maybe they're writing their novel in French, making the great French novel by an American. A Franco-American novel. Ah, yes. Oh, the SpaghettiOs. Delicious. Just add hot dogs. Although, you know what I used to do? I used to chop up ham. I did ham in mine. But I always put Tabasco in my SpaghettiOs. And I always put them in my my macaroni and cheese. And it just, it adds a little bit of a kick. Give that a try. Oh, macaroni and cheese, best ever. Alton Brown has a recipe for that. Panko breadcrumbs and the good stuff. Although, if you don't feel like making it there, Hard Rock Cafe, the twisted mac and cheese, that's how you do it for 20 times as expensive. Oh, they're nice there. They're really nice. But, it's, yeah. All right, now that I babbled enough, let's continue with Justin. Is he doing NaNoWriMo? I don't know. Let's find out.
Meow.
Space Turtle.
Justin Lemester here with my 100-word story. And Melody's got her 100-word random noises.
Although airship travel is slow and relaxed, no one wants a long wait to eat. I have to make quality food at a reasonable pace. I can't cook fresh to order at the slow speed it takes to get that special, perfect taste. I have a secret, though. I have a secret. It's a little thing with a face made of Duplos. And his name is... What's his name? E? I have a secret, though. I can cook food quickly, but still get compliments on the exquisite flavor of the food. How do I do it? Well, let me tell you. I add a special ingredient. I spritz on sloth sweat. It's rare and expensive, but it's the best way to get that slow-cooked flavor.
Is
this his hat? Duplo peoples. That's my story. And random noises from Melody.
Oh, thank you, Justin. Yeah, Melody's going to want... You know what's going to happen? In like 60 years, Melody's going to be telling these stories to the Nobel Prize Committee, these 100-word stories. You know, and this is my famous 100-word stories that brought peace to all humanity. And you're going to be there like, you know, 100 years old. You know, you're going to be cuckooing, googling in, there at the ceremony. And what is it, Copenhagen, whatever city it happens in? And, you know, it's going to be like, you know, you totally embarrassed me, Dad. And you'll have like a moment of lucidity.
I remember when you were getting your story start with your 100-word babble goo-goo during my 185th story, and I, and this is my, cookies, and then you, like, fade off again.
It's gonna happen. Or maybe not. Great, that's gonna wind up as a topic now. Okay, well, thank you, Justin, and, good luck with NaNoWriMo. Okay, by the way, when you're writing for NaNoWriMo, do you have occasional, you know, interruptions? But that would be a cool story. You know, you're working on a story and then, like, the baby interrupts the story. That would have a Douglas Adams kind of feel, wouldn't it? Although usually, who is that guy? Terry Pratchett. I only read a few of his books, but every now and then he'd stop and there'd be a scene like the trunk would walk in, look around utterly confused, and then walk away. I like that one. That was one of my favorite chapters ever. Oh, next up is TJ. He's in North Dakota. The winter has begun, and they're running out of a certain letter of the alphabet. We may have to drop ship some, like the Berlin Airlift, only with letters.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where the mystery ingredient is probably soybeans, and this is a pecant nut inclusion. Part of a compilation, you say, slipping into our midst in an incognito fashion. Such as might slink along sub rosa without anybody noticing. That is our task, to suss out this edition. How curiously quaint and quaintly curious. Or, failing that, a thing can, in unusual situations, simply find its out of bounds, strict and uncompromising though such might loom. Can your imagination fathom my fabrication? What's missing thus far in this randomly circuitous jazz? Apart from a common non-consonant, which, for kicks, I'm not using in this discussion. What a luxury, had I not run out of it.
That was cool. I'm just going to fill an envelope here with a few of you-know-whats, and hopefully that'll get to you in time for next week. Although, maybe you'll have too many and you'll wind up using... Never mind. Yes, opacity results in conservation, and overabundance results in abuse. Next up is Lance, otherwise known as the Writing Dad. He has returned! You see, when people go away for a while, like to prison or something, and then they work on their writing skills, and when released, they come back to their old crime-ridden habits. I'm going to shut up now before someone shivs me, and here's Lance, the Writing Dad.
Hey, everybody. Writing Dad here after a long absence with my entry for weekly challenge number 185. Mystery Ingredient. Catch me on Twitter or at writingdad.livejournal.com. 20 years. That's how long it took to decipher the spiderweb handwriting and understand the formula. I spent 10 more scouring the globe for the strange and exotic bits of plant and animal matter. When I came home, nearly 3 years passed as I stared at that damnable smeared blob of ink before deciding what the last item on the list must be. 33 years of my life in pursuit of one goal. It seems like so long. But if I'm right, if I've finally figured out the mystery ingredient, I'll live forever. If I'm wrong, then I'll destroy the...
What did he destroy? What did he destroy? Oh no, I gotta look all over the place now and see what he destroyed. Hold on. Wait, no, my Pez collection is still there. The cat feeder, it's still working. Oh, my headphones. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, they cost me a fortune. I don't want to have to replace them under warranty again. Oh, it takes 3 weeks for them to learn. Oh, my computer is fine. TV, and, no, nothing seems destroyed. Everything's fine. Thank you, Lance. Ah, ooh. It's great when people come back, you know? We ought to have, like, a party or a parade or a... Or hobble them so they can't get away again. Chain them in the basement. Speaking of chaining in the basement, Leanna's back! Yay! I think she's got like 5 people chained in her basement now. The birds. By the way, the birds. How are the birds? Please don't tell me the birds are the secret. Don't tell me little baby chick bird eggs are the secret. Don't eat the birds.
Hey everyone, Leanna again. This makes 2 in a row. Miracle! How am I doing on NaNoWriMo, you ask? Well, I'm writing, aren't I? So stop pestering me. So for this week's 100-word story challenge mystery ingredient, I'm calling mine Why I Brown Bag It. It features music by The Eternal from PodSafeAudio.com. So everyone have a great week. Buster jabbed his fork into the mystery meatloaf all school served. Poke, poke. After last Thursday's helping, Lester asked the counselor about it. She claimed it had the usual ingredients with a little mystery flavor added, then urged him to concentrate on schoolwork instead. Poke, poke. Lester refused, keeping an eye on the kitchen door's little window into the lunch lady's world. Poke, poke. He worried over the roaches coming from under the door and hearing the sounds of cat screams emanating from inside. Poke, poke. And then there was the odd fact that kitchen assistants kept disappearing. Poke, poke.
Yes, it's a miracle. They looked back and said, hey, it's the miracle of St. Grumpus bringing Leanna back to the 100-word stories 2 weeks in a row and then curing Jimmy O'Connor's limp, except he got a limp in the other leg we never quite understood. He's a strange fellow. Has eyes the color of rheumatitis. And then the third miracle was, in fact, that Sally Jenkins managed to balance her checkbook and not run out of money at the grocery line. She always does. You know, I'll just put something back. No, there's not enough. I'll just get this pack of chewing gum. I'll live on it for a week and guilting the store manager into coming over and bringing it back and just handing her a bag. And Sally, you know, just get a calculator, you dumb bitch. Oh, yes. Well, anyway, the miracle of St. Grumpus, Leanna coming back again. And hopefully this will continue. Blessed be the Grumpus.
Whenever I do the old man voice for too long, I age rapidly. Ooh. Thank goodness I keep a large supply of adult diapers. You know, for entertainment purposes. Next up is Jay Radimus. Yes, Jay Radimus. The very same. You thought I couldn't get him to this podcast. Well, you non-believing scum. That's right. Jay Radimus. Who'd have ever thought of it?
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus for Weekly Challenge number 185 with the theme of Mystery Ingredient. My story is entitled Family Legacy.
You might not believe me now, but we once had the biggest pile of money you ever done seen. We was the richest family for 6 hollers. But now I've spent almost all of it trying to figure out my grandpappy's secret. You see, grandpappy brewed him up some special moonshine during the dry spell. Folks caught him to it real powerful like. Pretty soon, he was selling it as quick as he made it. Pa started helping him after he got blinded off in a bad batch from over the next county. Then he up and died without telling us his mystery ingredient.
Well, thanks for listening. See you next week.
I remember the moonshine that my pappy used to make. Oh, wait, he bought vodka from the corner store. Thank you, Jay Radimus. And I don't drink vodka anymore. Just Jack Daniels. Lots of it. Okay, now that I've shared too much, the last story of the week is by, well, it's by Planet Z. I know you're just going to hit stop now and skip ahead and what's the next topic. I don't blame you. It's, this one's, well, I'll let it speak for itself.
Batman dragged the battered chef into Arkham and threw him into a cell. "What's the name on this one?" the orderly asked. "He calls himself Mr. E. Ingredient," growled Batman, "the master chef of crime." He responded well to therapy and medication, and rehabilitation went smoothly. Gotham Four Seasons and the Wyndham expressed an interest in his skills, but the doctors didn't think he was ready.
"At least let me cook something to express my gratitude," said Ingredient.
As the staff and guards vomited blood, the chef straightened his toque, laughed, and walked out the door.
Bon appetit. And there you have it, a handful of stories about Mystery Ingredient. Which one are you going to eat first? Well, you can pick and choose your favorites and put them on your plate by going to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and voting for your favorites. That's right, favorites. You can also see the text of your stories, and also you can see links to people's sites to learn more about them. You know, folks who are in NaNoWriMo, if you want to go ahead and just send me the links to your NaNoWriMo stuff, and even if you're not sending in stories, you know, just I can put them on the top of the page and just say, "Hey, this is where everybody's writing in NaNoWriMo. Check them out. Buddy them." You don't see me doing that because I did my NaNoWriMo in October. Yep, the Tungsten Twins. No, it's not a ripoff of the Thompson Twins. You're never going to see this book, but maybe you're going to see pieces of it in various stories. Because really, I write in little vignettes and then I string them together. And I never make much of a plot. It's like snapshots of a life. You know, in between shots of whiskey at a bar. anyway, it's such a beautiful day outside. I think I'm just going to wrap this up. Thank you to everyone who sent a story in this week. And thank you to all those people who didn't send a story in this week, but are working hard at the great German novel, Angst and Sausage. Deliciously depressing. The topic for next week is going to be stuffed. Stuffed. What can you stuff? What can you stuff into other things? I don't even want to know. I'm going to be stuffing this episode into my pants. Well, that would make sense if I were wearing pants. By the way, the next weekly challenge, we're going to try and experiment and do it on Sunday. And we'll do the next one after that on Sunday. And then we'll see how that goes. And if it totally ruins your life, that's right, sue me for my Pez collection. But if it makes things easier, let me know. And I want to hear from everyone, including those people who don't send in stories. Just let me know. All it is just a simple email to isfullofcrap@gmail.com, or toss me an IM, or toss me a direct message through Twitter, or toss me an IM through Second Life. Sometimes I don't have Skype up and running, but just get word to me and let me know what works easiest for you after we've done it. Some people like the Sunday idea. Some people were afraid of it. Let's see how it works. Let's give it a try. All right. Well, that's it for this morning. I'm going to have another story for you tomorrow, and then the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, blah, 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 blah. This is how you get to 2,000 episodes, folks. People are like, hey, can I throw you one during the day? And then, like, there are three or four people sending them in during the day. And then you get to 1,000 episodes, and it's like, whatever. Oh, my God, Leo Laporte just made 1,000 episodes. Everybody, jump up for joy. It doesn't take much. You just do a stupid sit down and record every day. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. I'm going to be at 3,000 episodes before some people are even at 10. Oh, yeah, we finally got around to record an episode. It's only been 6 years. Yeah, Jimmy's in the hospital, and Joe, well, he's afraid of oranges, but I'm here keeping the flame going. Whatever. I don't even listen to most podcasts anymore anyway. I listen to NPR. On podcasted form. I've become one of those mass-produced junkies. This whole thing's been taken over. I don't even know if anyone listens to this or not. Maybe I need to change the title of it to, like, NPR 100-Word Stories, just to fool people into listening to it. That's what everyone does. NPR, Nutty Pomegranate Radio. Yes, right. I'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.